Morning, Dr. Schmidt. Dictating a 1280 EKG on Cara Blackmon, B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N, Jr. On 12/18/25, Mr. Blackmon performed a 1280 EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with frequent PACs. QRS complex is normal. T waves are inverted across the precordium, possibly indicative of prior ischemic injury. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard McGonigal, MC capital G-O-N-A-G-L-E. On 12/18/25, Mr. McGonigal performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only issue of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. The air velocity index was less than one pair. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Compared to prior study dated 7/10/25, there's a no significant change. Period in paired compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Golden. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 12/18/25, Mr. Golden performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was very minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was a normalization of forced vital capacity after bronchodilators, your paragraph impression, probably normal study without significant airways obstruction. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Shelby Bryant. This goes to the VA on 12/18/25. Mr. Bryant performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was improvement after bronchodilators with normalization of forced vital capacity and flow rates, new paragraph compression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma period compared to a prior study dated 9/11/25. There's been marked improvement period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Dale Milliken. I have one more. Dale Milliken, this goes to Dr. Connell on 12/18/25. Mr. Milliken performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 93% period. The patient walked 285 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 91% period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Same patient, Dale Milliken, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, going to Dr. Connell. On 12/18/25, Mr. Milliken performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. When compared to a prior study dated 9/10/25, there's been improvement period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with out of bronchospastic component showing improvement period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Richard Edwards. This goes to Dr. Price on 12/18/25. Mr. Edwards performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 98% period. The patient achieved 355 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.